Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shay, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Fucking countdown. I'm sitting here scrolling.
I don't like doing things God. The right way. What should we? When do we? Nah. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Nigga, something like yo, we about to start. All right, like
nah. You always got to keep things on your toes. Yeah. It's like I don't even know, like
what?
I don't know. I was gonna probably say something nasty. Yeah. What's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're back. It's been a minute.
What episode is this? 40.
Let's say 45. I don't know.
Honestly, we haven't had enough episodes to lose track. We need to get our shit together.
Yeah, we're garbage.
It's episode 44.
Okay.
Damn, our last episode was October 31st.
We're trash.
Tripping. Well, you were supposed to come over the other day.
Yeah.
So.
Are you?
So.
You know, Dipset started a campaign against snitching. And I don't think you're honoring that.
You can't say.
Did you not own a Stop Snitching t-shirt?
Y'all heard that nigga say we're. He said we're trash. Mind you, I was sitting here waiting. He called me. First of all, this man called me and was like, yo,
stop snitching. T-shirts on sale.
He said, we recording?
Not that serious, the pod.com.
All right.
You got to stop LZ from snitching.
I was sitting up with my bonnet on waiting for this nigga. He never pulled through. Shit crazy.
Don't rob a bank with LZ. He'll snitch on you.
You're damn right if he get caught.
He be like,
everybody going down except for me.
He was like, so all the cops got to say is, so what day is tomorrow? I robbed the bank and I gave the drugs to Michael. Michael at 4:43 p.m.
Need a time
with his blood type of B positive took said cocaine and put it in a balloon in the girl's rectum.
Listen, in situations like that, I am not against snitching at all, which is why I don't do illegal shit.
Nah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm singing like a bird.
Nigga, call me Ratatouille, nigga. Nigga. I'm snitching.
Nigga, I'm singing like Whitney Houston at the Super Bowl, nigga. Them niggas over there did it.
Best believe, man. That's why I don't do. That's why I can never get into doing like illegal stuff. First of all, I'm not built for that. That's not my personality.
Yeah, drug dealing sounds like a lot of walking and cardiovascular things. You got to run from the cops.
Yeah. Well, depending on where you are.
I don't like going up the steps, so that's already like.
Listen. You could have trapped out of township the easy way. Or you can do what a lot of niggas do who want to feel a little danger. They might walk to Willingboro or something, or a city. But if you get the real crazy niggas, they just start hanging out in Camden for whatever reason.
See, so for people who don't live where we live and don't have context, we live in the suburbs, and people...
Nothing happens here.
Like to live in place... People who aren't from the suburbs, like the places from Newark and Trenton, they move down here and they live in these different pockets around here. And now it's almost like... It's like reverse gentrification.
Yeah.
They've hooded it up.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they teach the local kids a couple gang signs. And everybody thinks they're hard now. So they want to move in these places and think, you know what? I'm a blood now. Or... I'm rolling 60s now.
Yeah, like,
no, you're not.
I don't think it works like that.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work in that fashion.
For whatever reason, tend to think it works like
the
that.
The Gangland program on History Channel did not teach me that's how it works.
Now I'm saying it's only a matter of time until somebody sees you and is like, yo, he's not a gangster. His real name's Clarence. And Clarence's parents had a real good marriage.
Like nigga.
It never fails. Don't play yourself.
Nigga, we played football together. You're not hustling.
Don't play yourself.
Nigga.
It's not worth it at the end of the day, is it really? Nothing good. Nothing good comes out.
Listen,
of
doing anything illegal, it may be lucrative at first.
Yeah,
that shit ain't worth it.
It's gonna catch up,
and that's a perfect segue into our first topic. Yeah, what's up with these? I really, this is like an overarching thing in just like society today. Mm-hmm. What is with this normalization of like? Like sex work. Why is that? Why do people want to make that normal?
I don't know. I mean, we've talked about this a couple times, but we never talked about it in this context. It is very normal now. It's very common, and I feel like the reason it's so common is because.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, no. What you want to kind of like?
Let me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, because sex work is like a broad spectrum of things.
Now it's a lot of different things.
Okay. When people use the umbrella term of sex work, it's like you could be somebody who sells nudes or somebody who like sells feet pics, and it's nothing really.
That's what I want to get into.
Like, oh man, what a hustle! What
feet, foot,
what?
Oh my goodness,
hustle. That is why would you never?
That's
why
one thing
you
I would
not
definitely get into.
Absolutely.
If somebody was like, "Yo, let me see your foot. I'll give you $100."
Nigga, I'll let you jerk off onto my foot, nigga. Are you kidding me? If the price is right, nigga, and I'll use the cum as lotion, nigga. Whatever you need, feet freak 969. I'll do what you gotta do.
Oh my god!
I'll use that nut like oil of Olay. Get in between these web toes, nigga. You kidding me? The foot fetish game is like,
yeah, that's cheating. That's
nigga.
Cheating.
That was like Google stock in 2009. Yeah, like, nigga, it's booming.
It's on the up and up.
Nigga, that was like Windows 95. It was everywhere. You needed it. Damn, nigga, why would you?
Yeah, that's one thing. I don't see why you wouldn't get into that.
Hell yes.
Yeah. If somebody offers you money for your feet or hands or something like that, something that doesn't even show your face.
Absolutely. Shoulder blades.
You do it, okay? You do it. I'm going to look at you funny if you don't do it.
Do it.
I'm gonna be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. Why aren't you selling your feet?
What's up with you?
Are you kidding me?
Like,
you should be doing live feet demos. Of you giving foot jobs to Pickles or something.
Yeah, that's easy bread.
Yeah, just wrap your feet around this wine bottle.
Yeah, that's easy.
Let niggas click and ding you with
bottle
tips.
Of Capriccio. Just put your feet on that. Just jerk it a little bit.
Yeah, jerk this motherfucking platano. Bitch. Get the motherfucking Dominican freaks out there. That's called cross marketing right there. That's getting all the demographics.
Oh, man, look at you using your degree.
You know.
Because you got your degree.
Gotta use it for something because I ain't using it at my job. Fuck. That shit collected. Motherfucking Montclair still won't give me my shit. They were like, you still owe us a balance, nigga. Give me my shit,
come on,
nigga.
Motherfucking shit, nigga.
Hold my shit,
school,
bitch.
Yo, schools be acting like they need all the money. Like, they don't have
you want it all? Like, bro, you know what will blow me?
What?
When I'm paying you every year and you will still hold me from registering. Like, you really, all right, I get you, you withhold me in my second semester in my freshman year.
Yeah.
Nigga, this is my fifth year of school. Don't by now we've established some
type of credit.
I'm going to get it to you. Because I'm actually
I'm not going to get it when I got it.
It's not like I did 2 years, took a 4-year break, and came back. No, I've been here one semester right after the motherfucking other.
And you're still pressing.
And you're still. You're not going to let me register?
It was like a bad pimp, dog.
You know me.
Come on, baby.
It's like if you go to the same Chinese restaurant 3 days a week. for 6 months, and they still and like
still acting funny.
If you short $50, $50 one day, they be like,
"Well,
you can't get your food, nigga."
I'm here all the time.
Help! I got you. I'll be here.
I'll give you an extra dollar tomorrow. How about that?
I'll be here Wednesday. It's Monday night.
Oh, man.
Well, what was the sex work?
Right? Yeah. I was going to say, the fact that it's so normalized, I feel like, is because of social media. People think it's a lot safer now. Like, you don't really...
There's more precautions.
Yeah, it's a lot safer now. Before,
there's, you know, few women walking the streets.
Yeah, a lot fewer women walking the streets. A lot fewer women meeting up aimlessly with men, you know.
Yeah,
you don't really know if
there's kind of a rapport before you even do that.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier to know who your audience is, I feel like.
But,
and it's easier to get money, too, because of all these payment apps.
But do you... So... Which type of sex work would you consider that draws a line between legal to you and illegal? So do you think something like the chick that's selling feet pics, that's illegal?
No, I feel like that's fine.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But as soon as you get on there and you're like blatantly selling pussy,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's just...
That's the one I have a problem with. Yeah. Like, okay, you sell pics or like you like a cam girl or... Mm-hmm. You do like a premium Snapchat. Shout out to y'all.
That's just like a fetish type thing. That's
and
like,
I mean, like, okay, yeah, there's no. I feel like there's no problem. I don't have a problem with it unless there's physical contact.
Mm-hmm.
Like chicks, even chicks that like sell their panties or whatever.
That should be crazy. So
that shit is wild.
That's a good hustle.
Yo, women having.
I'll sell my underwear right
being
now.
Being a woman is amazing. Like you can sell
underwear, man.
You don't have to do nothing.
That's a fucking thing.
And you can be rich.
Yep.
Just. Sell your panties to some creep.
Just play the game.
Just play the game. Just play. No nigga anywhere could be like, yo, who wanna buy my draws?
Who want my Hanes?
Who want my Hanes with the skid mark? You want them? Taking the bids. Starting at 500.
It's not going to happen, cuz.
Like, yo, no.
It's not going to happen. A girl can go to Victoria's Secret, buy the 7 for 27, and then sell wear those panties one time
flip
each.
Flip it.
And then flip it for triple.
And that's being light.
That's ballparking it, because I don't know the price on this.
You know, it's like, nah.
You can't break the numbers. Well, you know, if it's lightly worn, you know.
At the appreciating value. The summertime, it gets more residue because of the sweat, so they'll tend to go higher because that's what you kind
of
want.
Yeah, when they ship it to you in the wintertime, there's not much of a scent to it.
Yeah,
it's so
it loses the stank, in essence. But I feel like when you physically meet up, when you do physical things with people,
that's
when I'm like, yo, I don't have no sympathy for you. Yeah, like
it's flat out prostitution.
If I look down on you, yeah, I'm going to look down on you. You're not working. And even if you're selling pussy, did you see the chick on on Twitter that was like, she was mad because some dude wouldn't pay her. It was like trying to start this campaign against this dude who wouldn't pay for the sex.
What?
Yeah. So
what? They had sex and then he wouldn't pay?
Yeah, he wouldn't pay.
Oh, that's lit.
So
first of all, how does she not get the money beforehand?
Hustling backwards, number one.
101.
101 and 102. Nigga, what are you doing having intercourse before receipt of payment?
Yeah, and then she tried to start, like a GoFundMe or something?
Nah, I don't think a GoFundMe, but they're, like, attacking the dude. And then, like, apparently the dude had psoriasis.
What in God's name?
She quoted him as saying that he had, quote, open weeping sores all over his body. Now, what the sores are weeping? Don't know.
Obviously, it ain't money.
Because it's disease. It's weeping vermin and struggle. Ugh. And yeah, so but I'm like, and then she's like trying to get a whole bunch of people to feel bad for. I'm like, yo, you. I don't care.
Yeah, that's your job.
It's like you're a drug dealer and you be like, yo, I got busted, man. Or not even busted, like, yo, somebody stole all
somebody
my weed.
Somebody robbed my weed, yo.
Help me out. This dude who stole my weed, he's got to answer for it.
Nobody's gonna help you.
Yeah. Why don't you file a police report on that for your stolen weed, dick face? Like,
yeah. I don't know. That shit doesn't. That's pretty crazy though. Like, she. A lot of these women just need managers, man. A lot of them need managers.
That's why pimping needs to come back, man.
Pimping, internet pimping.
They need managers. They need guidance. Yeah.
Because
you're not. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
But here's my thing. I used to look down on it, but now I'm like, yeah, man, get your money, like, because there's people out there who are going to pay for that shit.
Absolutely. So, I feel the same way. Like, yo,
like, there's just a lot of different ways to get money. So
I agree. When, however you got to get your money. As long as you ain't hurt nobody, do your thing.
Yeah.
But then if the shit goes wrong or you have complications,
yeah,
don't come to me expecting to treat you
exactly
like. No.
Yeah, nah.
You're still doing illegal things.
Yeah, that's where we gotta draw the
There's
line.
There's a risk involved.
Yep.
Like, you have pros and cons and everything. Pros, you probably make a little more money, and you don't have to answer to no boss, and you don't have to clock in, and you have the freedom of a schedule.
Yeah.
Cons is, might go to fucking prison.
You might go to jail. Somebody might fuck you and not pay you. So.
You might lose product, or
you might catch something
and can't get recouped.
That's your fault.
Yeah,
for not.
Nigga, I go to work and I don't take my lunch. I get reimbursed. But sometimes I gotta talk to people I don't want to talk to.
Yeah,
but I got PTO days. You know, ain't no PTO in the drug game. Ain't no pussy PTO.
Ain't no pussy PTO. Nah. Name it episode pussy PTO.
It might be Poonanny PTO.
Oh my god!
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Ain't no PTO on that. Ain't no sick days. Ain't no 401k in that.
Ain't no coochie 401k.
Nah, ain't no coochie 401k.
Yeah.
Ain't no pussy benefits.
Ain't no booty benefit. Like, ain't no dental.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I get dental.
Ain't no dental, damn, and dental. Yo.
Dental.
That's what happens when you want to live the life. I don't
know. I can't imagine that.
Don't expect me
now,
to
when they, if they do that, then that's something.
Don't make me, don't expect me to treat you like you a CSR.
Yeah.
Like you a... a customer service rep when you out here selling your ass.
Yeah, don't.
No.
That's different.
You don't get afforded the same things, bro.
No, that's different. But damn. Well, yeah. Shout out to you if you do it.
Yeah, if you know do, I really want to speak to you, one of y'all. Also.
Yeah, we almost.
I want to get somebody. I've been trying to reach
out.
Then
we always get Queen Means Raina.
I want her so bad.
Yeah, that was cool.
I want her to come on. I think she finally opened her DMs, so I'm probably like really get into like pitching for that.
Mm-hmm. She's in like Maryland or something. That's gonna be tough.
I would have to figure out, you know, phone calls.
Yeah.
And I'm no closer to doing it than when we first started this podcast, so that might be difficult because all the times we
it don't work.
It just sounds trash.
Yeah, just,
I'm working on it.
It's hard.
Yeah, but I really want to get one. And just, what's the mindset?
Pick their brain.
What? Why?
Like, how, why, when?
And how do you deal? Like, what is your plan? What's the plan for the future?
Yeah.
You can't do that shit forever.
Can't do it forever. I think a lot of them, do you think a lot of them have regular jobs, though, as well?
I don't think they do. Ones that are like... I don't think so.
I know.
You can do it.
This one girl, I don't even know why I follow her, but she's like a cam girl and she does Twitch though. But I don't even watch either one. I just like follow her on Snapchat.
Twitch is the zone where they play video games.
Yeah,
on there,
she plays games and she's a cam girl.
Is that the bubbles chick?
Yes, her.
Yeah.
But she makes money from both, I believe. So I don't think she has a regular job.
That's hustling forward though.
Yeah, it is.
Now, if you
she has merchandise and everything.
Now, if you do like that chick and you
she's like a
use
business.
That and create a brand,
yeah,
maybe,
she's a whole brand,
or you like entrepreneurship out of that, great.
Yeah.
But if you've been fingering yourself on Snapchat since 2015, honey,
and that's it,
honey, we gotta. It's only so many angles I can see your butthole. We need to
we need to up the ante. We need
to pick up the pace.
Pick up the pace.
I don't know. Like, I don't know, man. How many times are you gonna stick your finger in there? I mean, what?
I don't know either, man.
Probably. But speaking of sex, shout out to Jill Scott.
Oh my gosh.
For changing the way. Is it the way?
You love
that mic.
Me, baby.
Yo.
Man, Jill Scott could suck a nail out of a coffin.
Jill Scott could suck the racial tension out of America.
Oh, man. That was very unexpected. But I knew. If you really, like, if you followed her in the first place and you really know who she is, you know she'd been nasty. Jill Scott been a freak. She had news that leaked mad long ago.
Did you see those?
Yeah.
Now, this is, I love her. I love her having the spotlight. Yeah. And I got, because I love Jill Scott.
Yeah.
Musically, and she's a fine woman to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now,
she's very
but,
fine to me.
She is very beautiful to me. She is very gorgeous to me. You know, but you know, this is what I had an issue with when she was getting that, like, craze over Twitter. Dudes is bringing those nudes back and acting like those were good nudes.
Oh, no, her nudes were not good.
When those were very bad.
Those
nudes.
Were very
those
auntie.
Were not,
those were auntie nudes right there.
Those are not. Like, it was one nude where she... It's flexing.
Yeah, it's like...
Like that woman's suffrage. That woman's suffrage person. Like, we can do it.
We can do it.
We can do it.
We got this.
And her titties are, like, wide set. And she has big breasts. So they're, like, long.
Yeah,
but
long
they're,
titty.
But they're to the side.
Long titty. Yeah, to the side. Like...
They're laid... They're dyed, fried, and to the side.
But I don't know why she was flexing.
And it's almost like... Is she really work? It looked like if she really worked at it,
yeah,
she could put her titties under her armpits.
For sure.
And I was like, she was wearing a kimono.
Yeah, she was doing a lot. I didn't.
And I was like, yo,
that didn't make sense. It wasn't even really a nude picture. It was
she
just,
definitely
she
took,
just didn't have her shirt.
She
on.
Took a nude like a woman that hasn't been around camera phones long.
Yeah.
That she's not used to. She's used to Polaroids and
yeah. That was that
yeah.
Was,
she used to paper nudes.
That was weird. And then there was another picture that was going around her in like a robe or something like that.
Yeah,
that one was a little bit better.
Yeah,
but even so, still very auntie-ish. But yeah,
she knows what she's doing.
She finessed the hell out of that microphone.
How many times you watch it?
I watched it a decent amount of times.
Did you come?
No, I didn't beat my meat today.
I did. I did. And after I cleaned up the second time. I really was like, yo, she's a pro.
After watching the film.
It's two things that let me know Jill Scott knows what the fuck she's doing.
Okay.
She's been in this game a long time.
Yeah, oh, she
and
has.
And I ain't talking about the Neo Soul game.
Oh, no, we know.
One, the fact that she cupped the ball. She made the animation.
Voluntarily.
To voluntarily cup the balls.
Yeah,
smart.
That was wild.
Very good.
That was pretty crazy.
But... Before she started, like, jerking, she spit in her hand.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She knows.
She's been around the cock multiple times.
Yeah, man. She...
Yeah, she ain't new to this. She tripped. That was wild. That was a... That was similar to R. Kelly air humping with sound effects.
Can we get... Well, I have something on him for a second.
He was fucking up. Not really.
No,
the women
see,
in the audience were fucking up.
Did you see that video? Keep wiping.
Keep wiping.
Keep
but
wiping, baby.
You can't tell me that you watched that video and you're sitting there like, yo, what's wrong with R. Kelly? No, what's wrong with the women in the crowd that kept wiping?
This is the problem I had.
They
R. Kelly's wilding, but I'm like, there's a lot of people in this crowd.
You can hear the noise.
For it to be 2018.
He had like 30 hands at his crotch.
One grabbed
all of it.
They were yo,
and he
listen,
let it. Get, and it,
middle aged.
I feel like he did it on purpose, just to be like, "Look."
Yeah,
I didn't grab nothing.
Let's like middle aged women.
They love that nigga, man. They won't let.
They're
him
just like they're Just on the whole, their sexual appetite is like,
yeah, they'll turn a blind eye real wild. Fast. They'll turn a blind eye real fast because that 35 and up.
Wipe my tongue.
They really wipe his tongue.
And then, did you hear the girls in the back? Wipe his head, girl.
Wipe his head. Wipe it all, girl. Well, yeah, that like 35 and up audience that is really like into R. Kelly. They grew up with the old women who were like, well, she shouldn't have been wearing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they grew up with those women.
Yeah,
they, you know what I'm saying? The grandmas and the great-grandma. Well, where's she going dressed like a hoochie? Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
they, like a little hussy.
Yeah, they were the victim-blaming, you know, yeah, audience. Yeah, so, yeah. You
gaslighting
know.
Ass.
So, I say that to say, they don't give a fuck about what R. Kelly does because he ain't do it to them.
The fact that let's because it's an interesting cocktail going on here.
It is.
You have the fact that middle-aged women, and I'm going to include, like, I'm going to use Jill Scott as a part of this, just to add to my point, like, middle-aged women are horny as fuck.
Horny?
That horny, horny. That intertwined with the fact that they don't give a fuck about what R. Kelly did.
No.
And that for a large part of their whole life, R. Kelly was a sex symbol god.
Yeah.
When they got in front of him.
Man, all
bets were off.
All bets were off. All rule. Everything flew out the window that was negative.
All bets were off and all hands were on.
On deck.
On deck.
Because that was fucking crazy.
Keep wiping. Yeah. Keep wiping, baby.
I was sitting there watching the video like, damn, why can't I be R. Kelly, man?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, they was grabbing on him, too. Like, they were jostling like, that man.
Through his leather joggers.
I'm like, yo, you have really big nails. You might hurt him. You're going to pierce something.
Yo.
Oh, my gosh, man.
But, yo, did you know that apparently since, like, that video came out, Jill Scott's streams have tripled?
Yeah. Like, people weren't listening to her, which is wild.
I mean, they were. It's just
they
that
were, but, you know,
three times as many times. People.
Well, unfortunately, sex sells. So,
basically, if you want to make it, I have one tip for you. If you want to make it in a music video,
put it in your mouth.
No, if you really want that Grammy, stick the mic in your ass.
Right up the stinker.
Up the right up the poop. Goop.
Well, I think people went back and listened to her music to listen to the lyrics and just like really like dissect it and like imagine like, oh, she's talking about dick.
Jill Scott always been nasty because I was on the way over here and Jill Scott was playing on the radio actually.
Wow.
Now
she done made herself relevant again.
She done brought it back. We live in the Philly area, and she's a Philly native.
Well, yeah,
so.
She is. Yeah, so it's not like we haven't been hearing Jill Scott our whole life.
All right, look, I'm about to quote lyrics from The Way.
Okay.
Woke up this morning with a smile on my face. Mm-hmm. Just got dick. Just got dick. The dick had me smiling. Yeah. Jumped out of bed, took a shower. To wipe off the smell of dick.
I'm like, wait, I don't remember that part.
No, that's not a that's a commentary. Like, no, what if she sung that? Jumped out of bed, took a shower. To wipe the smell of dick.
I'm like, wait. So you're telling me these have been the lyrics the whole time, but I just didn't hear it?
And I continue. Dressed, cleaned up my place, made some breakfast for my man. Mm-hmm. Toast, two scrambled eggs, grits. Because you always got to say it like that.
Yep.
Grab my keys, grab my purse, grab my jacket off to work, beaming all the way down third. She's smiling, skipping to work because she just got piped down by some Philly anaconda.
Some Philly Muslim nigga.
Some Philly, yeah, some freeway just dicked her down ridiculously. 4:30. Can't wait to get home to get more dick.
Get more to bite.
And then the girls, I guess it's like a girl that says, oh, Jill, I know you're coming out with us, right? No, girl. I got something else to do. Get dick. Oh, Jim, I know you're not going to be fronting on your girls. Come on. Go ahead, really get your groove on, because tonight my man's coming through.
Listen.
Self-explanatory. Yeah. We're going to have to connect some other time. As much as I like to shake my thing on the dance floor, I got a funny, nasty game in mind.
Whoa. This is all in the way?
Called Hide the Tickle in the Pickle. And tonight, I'm going to hear it beat the high score. I'm going to make erupt like the Krakatoa. That's a lyric. Just the lyric is... I got a funny, nasty game in mind. And then the girl replies, I hear that.
Oh, my God.
And then tonight I'm going to beat the high score. That's the last lyric.
How come I...
Jill Scott's nasty.
Yeah, I've been... Damn. I knew she was nasty, but I was just young, I guess.
Jill
I
Scott is about the ding-a-ling.
Man.
She's a... And you know what?
Yeah.
I applaud her.
And beat them thick ones, man.
Yo.
And beat them thick ones.
In my personal experience, they just... They're really good at oral pleasure.
Except the one with the big boobos.
Yeah, they just...
With the boobos.
I don't know what it is. I really don't know, but they they're good. Oh, man. Because a big chick was the first time I got my balls sucked without asking.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that's a treat. When you don't ask.
When you don't even ask.
And then just, when she, like, because it's crazy when you get in the head and then, like, she lifts
she's
up.
Thinking about it, like, man, sure, it'd be crazy if I got my balls sucked right now.
It'd be sure good if I get some. And then she's doing it. And, like, out of nowhere, you just feel your dick lift up. Why is she lifting up my ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling?
I want you to play with my ding-a-ling.
I started singing Janet Jackson. Like, she's like, I was like, oh, my gosh. She really doesn't matter when the girls all sing. Doesn't matter when the girls all sing. And I like it when I do my thing. I'm like, just get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Nigga, get your balls licked for the first time is crazy.
Oh,
and that doesn't nowhere near compare. I don't know if you
what the gooch.
Yeah,
I ain't played with that. I ain't played with that fire yet.
Oh, bro.
Listen,
hey.
Is a PSA right here?
Yes, this is a PSA from Big Mike of Not That Serious. To all able-bodied men.
Oh, my God.
Get your gooch licked at all costs. It is great. Okay? It is a joyride to this land of ecstasy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Nigga, I wanted.
Is that wild, man? Like,
Elsie. Nigga, I'm saying us? Julian.
Oh, my God.
That's how serious I am. It's great. It's so good that I was like, a thought crossed my mind. I was like, she could go lower.
Oh, my God.
But I stopped myself. That's how you know pleasure is good, when it makes you. When
it makes you want
to
say,
it
yo,
makes you compromise into what you would normally do. I was like, yo, it was happening. I was like, yo, if I just toot it up a little higher,
she might be able to find that male G spot.
I might be able to hit Valhalla. I might be able to reach what the Buddhists call Nirvana.
Or straight down the Eightfold Path.
Jesus, I might reach what my Muslim brothers would call Jannah. I might see it.
Nah, man, I can't do the booty stuff, man.
I might see John at the pearly gates.
I can't do the booty stuff.
And he's gonna check me off the list. He's like, Gutzlick.
All right, Michael, right this way.
All the other Peter's gonna let me in the gates and be like, all right, Mike, to the gooch section right here.
All a bunch of other niggas. Niggas.
It's heaven, hell, purgatory, the gooch section.
Bunch of niggas who got their gooches licked.
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, everybody greets you like, listen.
What's up, you wanna die here, nigga?
Welcome to I the told you I
hit a buffet right here.
He said, we got a PS4, Xbox, nigga, whatever you want.
You go to the goose section, you see niggas that you never thought would be.
Yeah, you in the go. Oh, shit.
It's like. Oh, nigga, you in the goose section. Like, niggas, you never, yeah. Niggas, you didn't even fuck with, but now you fucking them now because they in the goose section. I hated you for years, nigga. Come on. Dab him up.
What's good, my nigga? What?
Damn.
Oh, man. In the gooch section with leather couches.
The gooch section.
The buffet's over here.
The buffet's over here. Dance floor over there. Lounge area over here.
Somebody made barbecue. Somebody made barbecue meatballs and just ate one.
Yo, Rob made ribs, man. He put his foot in that sauce.
Oh my god.
But really. Get your goose licked.
Oh, man. I don't know, man.
Bro, listen.
First of all, I'm a hairy dude. There's hair down there. I don't even know how to get rid of it.
Nigga, so I don't even know is I.
Like, how do I even.
Do you eat pussy with hair on it?
Yeah.
Then your girl should be able to reciprocate. It's only fair.
Yeah, it is.
Yo. Yeah. Nigga, I eat your pussy with hair on it. Eat mine.
Bitch. Eat mine.
Bitch, isn't a relationship supposed to be 50-50? Nigga, I eat your cooch.
You eat my cooch.
Eat my boochie, bitch.
My boochie.
My motherfucking Gucci. You better eat that. You better get the Gucci wet, bitch. Stop playing. Stop playing with this shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Spit on it. Hock tooey.
Tooey. Oh my god.
Yeah, ooh. Man.
Man. I'm hot. I don't even know what we're talking about.
we talking about the best act you can enact upon yourself with another.
Oh man.
Oh man. Listen, I encourage. I know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I probed you about your sexual life for years. And so far, you've never let me in.
Listen.
I've only caught you on accident once.
On accident?
Well, not actually caught you, but caught. Remember when I.
What was this, in college?
Yeah. Remember when I went through your bag on accident? I saw the. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's super light.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah, I just, you know, I saw some rubbers. Yeah. You know, we're grown.
We're grown as fuck.
Yeah, I didn't see the dildo. I didn't see the double-sided dildo.
You missed the strap one. It was the other side.
The 8-inch was in the closet.
You didn't see the gag and shit. It was in the other bag.
The motherfucking anal beads.
You didn't see the paddle.
How much would it cost for you to let somebody put anal beads in your butt?
How much?
How much? Like all the way to the end of the beads.
All the way?
Yeah. What's the minimum?
$100,000.
It's pretty high.
Is it?
Nah.
I was about to say. I thought it was reasonable.
I do. Whenever it comes to like how much would you do to do something, how much would it cost for you to do something?
I'm always six figures.
My minimum is always whatever it takes to cover my student loans.
Exactly, $100,000.
And that's less. Well,
you might be more than mine, I think, right?
I don't have $100,000. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What are niggas doing to get hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt?
When they go straight through the school, I was getting grants and stuff. So grants
even still, like some of my joints wore off. And also, it
depends on where you go. Like I know when I wanted to go to University of Texas, and it was $53,000 each semester.
Oh yeah, Howard was on that bullshit. I was like, yeah, niggas suck. My dick.
Howard, yeah.
They was like,
now I see why niggas be down there scamming.
They was like 50,000. Oh, yeah. This is back in 2011, too. It was like 45, 50. Oh, yeah. You ain't getting no scholarship money, nigga.
Yeah, and you're also not getting no financial.
But, hey, we sing the Black National Anthem sometimes. You'll get to see
Future. We swag surf on Wednesdays.
Yeah. You'll get to see Future. You suck my taint.
Yeah, I took my right to a PWI.
Yeah.
Right to a primarily white institution. And I saw... And I got the best of both worlds because I was so close to Newark.
Like, I didn't see Future, but I got a damn good taste of Jason Derulo.
Listen, nigga. There was grapes on campus. We were close enough to ACC. It was more than niggas. That. I remember one semester. I forget which semester it was. I think it might have been my second semester freshman year. Maybe sophomore year. There was literally a grape nigga who... I don't know if he was the young blood. I don't know if he was the young bull. I don't know if they was trying to get him out the hood or what. But they put this nigga in college. Right? I don't know if he was like... I don't know if he got the Grape Street...
hey, man.
I don't know if he had the Grape scholarship. Cause,
the Grape scholarship.
The Big Blue scholarship.
The 103rd scholarship.
103rd scholarship. This nigga... I never told you about this. This nigga used to walk around every day. He never not had his flag on his shoulder.
Beautiful.
Always. Just a bright bluish purple flag just draped ever so gently over his white tee, and he never took it off. Never.
It might have been the t-shirt.
No, it wasn't the t-shirt. It was a flag. He let everybody, he didn't wear it in his back pocket where you could barely see it. Like, is that nigga a Crip? No. He wore it.
That nigga Crip.
He wore it like it was a fucking... Like a fucking...
like it was a hijab?
Yeah, like it was a hijab. Like, it was crazy. And he never took it off. And he used to just walk around campus with that. Like, he's obviously in a gang. But he was on campus. So...
He had IDs. So
it was crazy. Yeah, it was and everything. Like, there was a lot of gang breakers in school. I don't know about Montclair. It was a little harder to get in there.
For
Kane, there was definitely hood niggas on... There was bloods on the football team.
Not that I remember. Really? There was a lot of gang niggas. No.
Really?
A lot of hood niggas, but nobody that was, like, outwardly claiming a gang. Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, I know there was one nigga on the football team. He was a blood. Like, notably. Everybody knew.
What position did he play?
Wide receiver.
Huh.
Come on now.
I thought he'd be defensive.
Yeah, he was supposed to go to, at least I'm pretty sure he was a blood. Yes, he was a blood. He was supposed to go to UNC originally. He was
really?
Nice. He was nice as fuck. Very nice. Like, UNC Tar Heels.
Damn.
Grades fucked up.
Yeah, niggas like to fuck that shit up, bro.
There was a lot of niggas like that on our campus that were clearly into that gang shit. But, and I mean, we didn't have to go to HBCUs because we were so close to the Oranges and Newark and
Oranges.
And what was the other? What's that other?
Irvington.
Irvington. And what's the other name with the other one that was on the way to Montclair from New Jersey Transit?
Patterson.
Not Patterson. Patterson too. It had an Indian name. The fuck was the name of that place? And niggas was down there getting right. It wasn't Metuchen. Damn, it has an Indian name.
Roselle? No.
No, not Roselle. Roselle ain't too crazy.
Yeah, Roselle's fine. I don't know. Oh. Hold on, excuse us as we figure this out.
Wait, I'm going to find it. You're going to be like, get the fuck out of here.
Patterson, North, Irvington, Jersey City, Elizabeth, Perth Amboy.
Hold on, I'm going to find it right here.
Metuchen.
No, not Metuchen.
Is it a train station?
They had a stop. Oh, Watchung Ave. You know what I'm talking
Wachung?
About? Wachung, yes.
Wachung? Yeah, no.
Niggas was out there, yes.
And Wachung Ave?
Niggas was out there. I promise. Yeah. I remember, I forget where I was, but somebody was like, yo, some Wachung niggas is in here.
Some Wachung like, niggas. What like, we about to do karate, nigga? What you talking about, Wachung like, niggas?
Something happened there. I forget. Something that stuck in my head to make me... Something happened. But I heard it was getting... I heard it was crazy out there, too.
What else do we got going on over here? What else do we got?
But speaking of HBCUs, you see how the girl finessed all them white people? Into thinking that she was... Make America great again?
I heard about it, but... I didn't really get the full. So what happened?
So she really played this off really well because she went along with it. So this black girl, she goes to Howard. I forget her name. She had put on Twitter wearing a Make America Great Again bucket hat. And she was like, I'm outward, you know, I support Make America Great Again. And I need people here disrespect me and I need money. And she was tricking white people into sending her money through GoFundMe.
Oh, so she was saying because I support like MAGA and I'm a black person at Howard, I don't get such and such and I need help.
Yeah. So white people were sending her money and black people were like, oh, how could you? And da-da-da-da-da. But it was clear that it was a finesse. So apparently, yo, I forget how much money. I don't know if she really made as much as she said she was
white
making.
People love black people that hate other black people.
Yeah, they do.
They love them so much. It's like Starbucks, dogs, black people that hate other black people. Yeah. They love them so much. It's like their favorite pets.
It is. They
and shout out to this
They loved it so much that they gave her money.
Shout out to this young queen for finessing these idiots out of some dollars. I really appreciate
them. She did
them.
The damn thing.
Because I appreciate you and what you do.
Yeah, shout out to her. So I forget. She tried to say she got a lot. Or she tried to say like she already like she bought something. I don't know. There ain't no telling how much she really got though. But
I wish I would have thought of that. If you got at least enough to cover a year of school, you did it right.
Yeah,
you did it right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I wish I could have thought of that first.
But genius.
I really do.
Genius, because they're idiots. Yeah. All of them dumb. Did you hear about the? I don't mean to get all heavy and sad. Did you hear about the dude that got shot? The security guard.
Oh
dude?
Yeah. That was wild.
Let me
he
look.
Actually. I forget. I don't know where was
it? I'm going to look up his name because I really want to.
Yeah, it's pretty important. He was.
This is important.
He was just doing his job. I think he had stopped somebody who was about to shoot somebody.
Yeah, I think they said.
The person had a gun.
He was stopping. He was a security guard who was stopping a fight. All right. So this happened outside a bar in Chicago. The 26-year-old security guard who passed away was shot. His name is Jamel Roberson. Mm-hmm. So basically what happened was, I guess it was a fight going on. Jamel Roberson, him being a security guard and doing his job, subdued one of the dudes, pinning him to the ground. So Roberson was already holding. He was holding somebody on the ground with his knee in his back, and I guess Roberson had a gun in his back because he's a security guard and he's allowed to have a fucking gun. And apparently, the cops just hit the scene and fucking. And what I'm reading, they shot his ass dead.
Yeah, as he was doing his job, just because
He had a. I don't mean to laugh because it's just, I'm laughing at the absurdity.
It's funny because
it's so absurd. Like
it's funny because it happens so much, and it's like, yo, you can't make this shit up. It's so sad, and it's frustrating.
Let's look at the stories of like white people killing black people and getting the fuck away with it.
Yeah.
First of all right, boom. A lot of this shit is like out of sketch comedies. Mm. And some of this stuff has been covered by sketch comedy and jokes.
Yeah.
All right, this right here. He's a security guard. He has a hat on his head that clearly says security. Right? He's holding down a subject. He's in uniform.
In uniform.
Holding down like a rowdy person with his knee to back. And then
he has the gun.
He has the gun because he should have the gun armed security.
Yeah.
Cops show up, shoot his ass dead. Another story. Remember the dude in Texas? In his own goddamn house.
Yeah. And the cop,
in his own place.
And the woman was a cop and she went inside of his house.
Went in the wrong house.
I would know. That shit never made any sense.
Shoot the nigga when you're doing.
I would
know
I'm in the wrong house immediately. Like, I would smell it. Like, this ain't my house. Like,
you on the wrong floor, dingus.
It made no
you're on
sense,
the wrong.
Man.
Like,
it made no sense.
I just feel like, yo, in America, like, yo, they just got the green. Yeah.
They don't.
It's the green light, bro.
They don't care about black people.
At this point, I'm convinced it's a green light against black people.
Yep.
It's a green light that, yo, no matter what, you can just shoot niggas dead.
Yeah. Seems that way.
And you'll be good. As long as you're not sitting there with a picture of yourself shooting the dude and you have your birth certificate in your hand with your social security number written on the gun, you'll get away with it.
That's the only way they catch you.
That's the only way.
And even then, they might try to give you a reason.
And even they were like, it's a 9 instead of a 7, so it's not really his association.
That's like the dude that went and shot up the yoga class. The first thing they said was like, well, he was a loner and da-da-da-da. They brought that narrative back, the white boy.
And then we go back. They fucking gave the... Remember when the dude shot up the church and they got his ass a got... Fucking
Burger King, right?
Burger King, they got this nigga a fucking Whopper before he killed
a dozen people. He got the death penalty, by the way.
And they got, as he should, and I hope they kill him slow. I hope they give that nigga a shooting range. But they gave this nigga a fucking Whopper, bro. They do not care about us. And it's so discouraging. And I know it's probably discouraging to see stories like this.
Very.
And I don't know what to tell people. All I can tell people, because I really don't know what to say. I'm not somebody that's supposed to, like, giving real good insight on this. I could just say what I know and how I feel. Mm-hmm. And all I can say is just, like, as black people, even though this shit is very depressing, shit, we got to keep it moving, man. We got to stay strong.
Yep.
And It's I don't know, man. It's really hard to speak on. It makes no sense. How undervalued black lives are in this country.
And all we want is niggas leave us alone and treat us like people.
We're not asking for no extravagant.
We already realized reparations ain't coming. So at least
that shit.
At least just let niggas live.
What?
Yeah,
nigga.
At least just let niggas live, dog.
Niggas ain't getting no reparations.
Yeah, that's dead.
Are you kidding me? Reparations? Hell no. You know why we never get reparations? Means niggas get a chance to be self-sufficient, and that's the last thing.
You know what? You know
they want black people.
You know what us asking for reparations was like? It was like, you know, when you loan money to your parents,
yeah.
And you try to ask them for it back, and it's like, well, you got a place to stay, don't you?
I'm like,
you got clothes on your back, right?
I'm like,
you know what? I'm gonna pay you back by letting you sleep in my house tonight. And you're like, what the fuck?
I'm like, man, shut my dick, mom.
What kind of blow end deal is this?
Yeah, like, what type of screw job are you pulling here, mom? What are you doing?
What kind of Puff Daddy Bad Boy contract is this?
What kind of
Birdman cash money bullshit?
What type
is
of
this?
Zuckerberg shit are you pulling over here?
I am not signed to death row. Please. Please.
You got me in the Suge Knight loan deal.
In the Suge Knight deal.
I give you $20 and in exchange, my life.
Oh, man.
Nigga, please, bro.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. It's crazy though, man. Just people, black people just want to be treated as equal.
Just regular. Not even, we don't want you to pay us reparation money. We don't want you to, shit, nigga. We can't even get y'all to celebrate Martin Luther King Junior Day all the way.
Oh my God.
You know
God.
What I'm saying? We just want to live, bro. We just want to be able to work and relax. And, you know, drink lemonade and be cool.
Yeah,
and be the fuck cool. I don't know why y'all don't want us to do that. And speaking of racist white people.
What?
Your girl Michelle.
What's up? Girl. I can see you been lying. Need somebody
to talk to. Girl.
The white man.
You've been fucking with this white man, ain't you? Need somebody to run to. Girl. We should have told you before.
Oh my God.
That wasn't the way you should have been to.
She really had everybody thinking that was a light skinned man.
Y'all thought that was.
I thought he was. The first time I saw him, first of all, we're talking about Michelle from Destiny's Child.
All white people need to do is get fades and beards, and y'all ready to
because these light skinned niggas be looking like
y'all
them.
Ready to stamp them as negrofied
niggas. Because I don't be looking into
Sean
it
King
enough.
Got you niggas.
Well, no, Sean King actually is black though.
That nigga ain't black.
And you actually black.
That nigga's
I'm
not
pretty
black.
Sure he's actually black.
That nigga's not black.
I'm pretty sure he's actually black. He's just so fair skinned that people couldn't even figure it out.
He's not black.
Even if he isn't.
That's a white man.
Even if he isn't.
That's
he
a
gets,
white man.
He gets the job done.
Masquerading.
He gets the job done. He ain't as bad as
D-Ray.
Rachel Dolezal. She's bad.
Yeah, she was horrible. She's all. She's,
even though she was doing a lot, she was doing the whole. Been, I. That, facial pressure too.
I too yeah. felt the struggle of the Negro woman. Like, bitch, just because she got like a stack of Jet magazines and thought she was down.
She thought
no.
she was down to Brown.
Yeah, like, bitch, just because you got the motherfucking Janet Jackson braids from Poetic Justice. No, we ain't rocking with you, sis. We need more than that. What was it? Oh, yeah, Michelle. So you saw, like, how, like, I guess the. Her husband was like being insensitive. Like, I think they have a show or something, and they were talking about their relationship.
Mm.
And he was talking basically, Michelle, something racial came up.
Mm.
Ding, 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 ding.
Mm.
And surprise, surprise, this white husband didn't understand where the black woman was coming from. Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. Surprise. White people don't get it. Wow, word. So she says to him, like, yo, very rationally, like, I don't think you really understand this issue because you don't. You're not black. You never. You're just not black, and you never understood what it's like to be black in America today. To come up black, to and you wouldn't even have the count. Like the context because you didn't even grow up around black people.
Yeah,
you know this nigga with this Caucasians, this Caucasoid's response to that was
what?
Are you on your? Did you take your meds, nigga? Did you?
Oh man, as if something was mentally wrong with her.
As if like she was having a damn. seizure.
A fucking Kanye moment.
Yeah, she was just having a
like she didn't take her opioids.
I got liposuction because I didn't want y'all to think I was fat. Like she had one of those moments. This nigga said, did you take your meds? Nigga, are you okay? That's like that's because at first you look at it like, wow, that's really fucked up, right? But then when you think about it, it's like, wow, that's really fucked up. Because you didn't even think to like have the like context and be like, yo, yeah. She's probably saying some real shit. The first thing his mind went to was, this bitch is Looney Tunes. What do you mean she wants to be treated fairly? She's a fucking loon. Have her committed. Inject her with the drugs.
With the drugs. She done lost her fucking mind. But, I mean, and then did you see the pictures of her with her family? I mean, with his family? Bunch of fucking hillbillies.
Really?
Yeah, literally looked like a bunch of maggots. Maggot. Like,
so what was you
what
in?
What do white people call them? Maggots?
What was you in the Destiny's what now?
Destiny who?
Destiny who? Did you work with Toby Keith? I don't know. I'm grasping at straws. I don't know what to talk about anymore.
I don't know.
You haven't.
People just got us fucked up out here.
Oh yeah, I just want to say something real quick. Sorry, we've been so garbage lately. I've been so garbage lately.
What, as far as timing and stuff?
Yeah, man.
It's been an interesting month.
Okay, let's explain. Because the first week after we dropped the episode with our moms, shout out to everybody who gave us feedback on that.
That was great.
A lot of people seemed to love it.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to our moms. They're really great.
They were really excited after that.
Yeah, they really liked it.
They were like, oh, y'all gonna have so many different viewers now?
Yeah, like they liked it. And that episode came out way, way better than I had planned it to. Because I didn't think our moms was gonna kick it like that. But they hung it loose, and it was cool. And we're gonna have them on again eventually. And I forgot to tell you, I think we're going to have the dads on at some point. Because my dad mentioned it to me.
What? Your
my father.
Wants to be on?
Mentioned me being on. Mentioned wanting to be on the podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very surprised.
I haven't told my dad yet. But I don't think that'll be easy.
I think so. Hey, man, cross your fingers for that. But back to, like, explaining things. I think the first week after we had was like, yo, we're going to record. I was going to go to your house. And then you remember when I called you?
For, the mom thing?
No, after the mom episode, and then we was going to record that first day.
Yep.
And I called you, and I was like, yo, I'm not going to make it.
Oh, yes. You had a situation.
And you was like, I was like, I'm not going to make it, dog. And you, so innocent, was like, well, whatever for? Yeah. Whatever do you mean, Michael?
What do you mean, Mike?
I was like, bro, I was having the diarrhea attack of my life.
This man was in labor.
Bro, I was in labor. Yes. My water broke in that toilet. Bro, I was on that toilet for like an hour and a half.
Oh, God.
And that was the first session. Because I'll go on there, come chill in my room, about a half hour or two later.
It sounded like the old hormone monster.
Yeah.
We're back, baby.
My motherfucking stomach was like the fucking WB from... Good morning, nigga. Like, nigga, what? And then that happened, and then I was on it all night. So it was my options were to struggle through and come over here and blow up your toilet. And I have too much respect for your mother to do that. So we canceled then. Then the next week, I came over here too late because we was late for y'all basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week I was like, yo, I can't fuck around. And we got to make it
now
happen.
Now here we are.
And sorry, I know y'all probably been waiting.
Yeah.
We try, man, but like...
Life.
Life is crazy, man. And
we're getting almost to the new year.
Yeah. Like, niggas got Christmas
starting
shit.
Starting to get cold.
We've got Christmas gifts to think. Yeah, you start Christmas shopping?
Absolutely not. I don't Christmas shop until December 23rd.
You do what? we're not doing that white elephant thing this year, are we?
Not sure. I haven't heard about it.
I wish we did. That thing was lit, though.
It was.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Keenan, if you're listening, let's bring that back.
Yeah.
You do Secret Santa at work?
We might. I don't even know how much longer I'm going to be there. I want to be out of the job I'm at before Christmas. So, but if we do, we do. We don't. But usually we do.
I'm doing it at my job. Surprise, surprise. I got the only black person at my job.
Well, Michael, I think you would pair up well with
you. You know who you'd be great with? You, nigga boy. The other nigger boy.
It's a guy? It's not a woman?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm about to say, they ain't hit you with the, Michael, we think Sharice might have a crush on you.
I think you and Tatiqua might be have a might connect and have a little brood of your own.
You and Shaniqua might hit it off.
Y'all
Michael.
Should get together and breed.
See if she wants some of your mom's collard greens, Mike.
What's it called? What's it called? Yams. So yeah, I haven't started Christmas shopping yet, and then Thanksgiving's next week. Yeah, that's crazy. Damn. Oh, I got a question for you because I had a debate with one with somebody about this earlier, right? If you can name the top three most important dishes at Thanksgiving, what would you name? What would you say? Mm. Like they need to be at your Thanksgiving table, and if they're not there, you're looking at the person who made Thanksgiving dinner funny.
Well, here's my thing. I only eat first meal of the day, first Thanksgiving meal of the day.
Shout out to divorced families because you get multiple holidays.
Yeah, we get two of them things. Uh-huh. I remember when my parents got divorced. They hit me with the, would you like two Christmases?
Yo,
I was like, that's, nigga, what?
That's yo, that's so sick. That's how they overcome the trauma of you losing a family.
I remember being in my dad's van and getting hit with that. Finesse me.
Yo, that's how they...
The smooth finesse.
Parents are so sick. They're like, that. You know how we're going to smooth over this trauma?
We're going to act like we're going to give them two of everything.
This life-changing trauma of you breaking up the family that you've known for your entire life.
It's a diabolical plan.
The dynamic of everything you know shifting.
It is a
and never plan. Going back to the same. Hey, you're going to get two Christmases. But not really.
Not really. It's going to be one real Christmas and one's going to be really half-assed.
one's going to be pretty weak. And then one's like, you wanted this, right? Yeah. I'm like.
And one's going to have the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
It's like one gets an Xbox and then.
The other one gets like a.
You get a Game Gear. They still make these pop. Hey, man, I saw it in the. Hey. You get something that. That's the clearance bin Christmas. Everything comes out the clearance bin. Everything is marked down in half.
Oh, man.
It's just.
It's the best of times and it's the worst of times. It's the best of times once you understand what the fuck was going on and you become an adult and understand how the real world works. I get it now, Dad.
Shit is real.
It should be real out here.
Word.
But
back to Thanksgiving.
My three favorite dishes. First of all, like I was about to say, the first meal of the day has to be my mom's. She is the best cook. I haven't had any food better than my mom's. So the first dish, one of the dishes that has
Miss
to be.
Miss Wendy knows her way around the dish. I will concur.
She be throwing down. Not to slight anybody else's cooking. That's fine. I know other people can cook, obviously. But I feel like my mom got the best food.
As you should.
So the mac and cheese got to be there. That's number one.
All right.
Macaroni and cheese. Number two. I like collard greens, so I'll probably say mac and cheese, collard greens, and number three, I think I'll go with sweet potatoes with the marshmallows in it.
Huh.
Nice and
This is Thanksgiving for you, mandatory.
Yeah, those gotta be there.
So
those gotta be there. Those are three mandatory because so, I know everything else is probably going to be there.
So no. That's not what I asked though.
Yeah. Well, those are the three things that I always get mad. Like, I always get hella mac and cheese, hella collard greens, hella sweet potatoes.
Right, so if you go to Thanksgiving and you see there's no stuffing there, you're good?
I don't like stuffing.
What?
You never knew that?
No.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Ah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if I had like
I'm doing a podcast with a heathen.
I don't know if I had like stuffing that wasn't good one time and it just like tarnished me. But I know I remember like when I was younger, my mom used to make me eat it. I was like, yo, I don't like this. Like it just it tastes funny to me. I don't do stuffing. So that's like the main thing I don't do.
Stuffing is great. Nigga, I make stuffing in July.
I don't do stuffing. Stuffing is weird, isn't it? It's like bread. It takes my breath away. I just don't like
it.
It gives me like a weird feeling in my stomach.
It's like the gooch licking of food. It's great. That's, I don't know. Good man, listen. If y'all don't like stuffing, then stuffing's, I think my theory would be stuffing has to be there, turkey has to be there, and mashed potatoes.
So you said turkey?
Turkey, stuffing, and mash.
Turkey, stuffing, and mash. Well, it's Thanksgiving. Turkey's going to be there. That's why I didn't say turkey.
I've been to some Thanksgiving dinners where there's no turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
What, they have ham?
Yeah.
I like ham more than turkey.
I'm indifferent to either.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really not a turkey or a ham person. Like, my meats are like, if it's not steak, it's chicken or beef.
Nigga, where's the meat?
Nigga, where's the meat?
We didn't talk about that, nigga. Did
we? No, we haven't. Do you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, we'll finish up the Thanksgiving real quick. Yeah. Nigga, where's the meat?
Nigga, where's the meat? Fuck Thanksgiving. Let's talk about Blueface Bleedo.
Oh, man.
Where did he come from?
He came out of nowhere. He's from Cali. I don't know what part. He's definitely seems like an L.A. type kind of nigga. Probably Compton, Inglewood, whatever the fuck. And he's just a character.
People, right? Who don't have any context, we're talking about this rapper. His name is Blueface Bleedum.
Blueface Bleedum.
He's a rapper from L.A. He apparently is a Crip. And he might be the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, please play a little bit
for me. We did play some of this before. I think.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Yeah. Whoa, slow
so many syllables in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Nah, he's bad, though.
He's awful.
He's bad. But the only thing I will give him is the fact that he sounds so different and is creative in, like, the worst way.
I'm not giving that nigga nothing.
No, he sounds like remember Lil B? When Lil B first came out, it was like, is this nigga serious? And it was like, no, he's not serious. But it's funny, though. And I kind of like it.
Nah.
Yeah, that's exactly what the fuck.
This nigga sounds like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh, Lil B sounds worse than that.
Lil B is great.
He sounded worse than that nigga.
Lil B.
At least he was somewhat on beat.
Lil B was on beat.
Was he really?
Yeah, way more on beat than this nigga.
I don't think
This nigga does not. This nigga abandons the beat.
Nah.
He's like, this nigga is scatting.
I've heard Lil B not even like acknowledge the beat.
This nigga is not doing that.
Yes, he is.
He's like, I'm just trying to do it all my sentences.
I can hear the effort. No. Lil B don't even be trying.
No, it's like
you're not about to sit here and tell me Lil B be on beat.
It's like, Lil B does be on beat.
No, he don't.
100%. More than this nigga? Absolutely. Not even close.
Lil B does not be
this on nigga beat. He's trying to fit 30 syllables into like 2 seconds.
Let me see if I can find. I forget where the song
that nigga put. You can play any Lil B song. He's way more on beat than this nigga.
I promise you, my ears are gonna bleed.
I mean, if you're uncultured, then that's your problem. No. But he's on beat. Okay. On beat.
I think I just fast forward. He was about to go off beat. I'm a real nigga, bitch. You can hear that bass. Yeah, you already know, man. I stay. Oh, wait, how to keep. He's on beat, Mike? You don't even know what you're bobbing your head to right now. To bob your head.
This is when he's not on beat.
You were like, oh,
he was on beat, but he's more on beat than a Blueface nigga. Absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
No question.
I don't know. I can't tell.
And I'm taking a little beat all day long over that nigga. please.
Nah, I mean, I am too, because Lil B is, he's still a legend. I don't fuck with his music, but I respect him as a person.
It's great credit to music.
I don't fuck with his music at all. I think it's terrible, but I fuck with him and his movement.
Shout out to the bass god. What's the last thing I wanted to talk about? Yo, I was telling you this earlier about this thing with Riff Raff.
Yeah, what happened now?
Okay, let me look it up. Because Riff Raff, he got charged with a bunch of salacious things. And it's of a sexual, it's a $12 million sexual assault lawsuit. So it basically says Riff Raff has been accused of sexual assault by a Nevada woman, and apparently from an event that occurred in 2014. The charges are sexual assault, sexual battery, false imprisonment, and civil conspiracy.
The fuck was he
and
doing?
The chick is looking for $12 million.
$12 mil.
You already know they gotta go top shelf. I mean, it is what it is. Why wouldn't you? So apparently, what happened was Riff Raff was at the Bunny Ranch, the famous, yes, that Bunny Ranch in Nevada, aka Cat House. Mm-hmm. He's at that.
I always wanted to go there.
I'm still gonna go there before I die. Mm-hmm. Have to. He was there with his homeboy. I guess they got a chick, or they were stripping. There were some strippers. They were stripping in there. They were throwing money, and I guess they went into a private area. And I guess as the chick was trying to stack her money that they had threw, he was like, "Yo, if you want this money, you're gonna have to have sex with us." And then the quote said, "Or you won't get your precious money back." I found that funny. Because why say you sound like Dr. Evil?
Yeah, what?
Or you'll get your precious money back. If you don't if you don't tickle my pickle, if you don't jostle my tape.
Like, what kind of fucking rumpled stilt skin shit is this?
If you don't munch on my bunch, you and your smackaroonies will go bye-bye.
No smeckles for you.
No smeckles for you, ma'am.
Oh, man. That nigga is evil. Man, you gotta go to jail.
If you want the Skrilla, you better play with this Dilla. So that's what he's facing. And
man, respect.
Apparently, Riff Raff's a wild creep. And
really?
For years, apparently, on Twitter, I was seeing, how girls were coming out, saying that he was DMing them when they were well underage. Wow. DMing them, on some, "Hey, I'm in your city.
Hey, I'm the neon icon.
Why don't we link up and blow this joint?" And why don't we shellac up? And
that doesn't surprise me though. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me from a lot of niggas though.
Because
dudes are weird.
Yeah, men are.
Especially when niggas get money, they think they can do anything.
Yo,
so
money is so dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous.
Because it just heightens all the money just takes away accountability. And then thought, because men just feel like, since I got money, I can do whatever I want. I don't have to put effort into being a normal person. Same with famous people. That's why you hear all these reports of famous men being creeps and being predators, and basketball players and football players being creeps and predators.
Yo, did you hear about remember, what's his name? The free safety from the Darren Sharper.
Yes.
Remember him? He's out here raping people.
What
the fuck are you raping? Nigga, you were in a Super Bowl. What are you what are you taking pussy for?
I don't see how I don't understand how these rich dudes get caught up. What are you doing? You have all the resources in the world to make this not happen to you ever.
He was like a serial rapist too. Like he was, yeah, he was multiple women. He got like 98 years or something wild. Like
he was sick.
Yeah, he was sick.
And
but niggas get money and they think they got power and they just feel like they can do whatever. Yeah, like because for it goes both ways. They get all of that and they feel like they can do certain shit like that. And then also certain people put them on pedestals and make them believe that they can do certain things and get away with certain things. And it's just. Like people just gotta learn how to treat. You gotta learn how to treat people who are in that position, and you also gotta respect yourself because
just have some fucking integrity.
Yeah, have some integrity. Respect yourself because it's not gonna hurt you in the long run. It's gonna hurt that person. Now I'm not saying anything that you've done is all that person's fault for acting a certain way, but it's all a chain reaction, and then. It's just crazy, like, to see how often it happens.
You never can control or determine how somebody can react to what your actions are. And that's what these dudes gotta, no matter how you perceive it or how you think it might be innocent and okay, you gotta just make sure all your bases are covered.
Yeah.
And then just use some common sense. Like, just know. Like, if you're going to be with me, simple stuff like, if you're going to be with me, no, you can't have your phone out. Or if you want to chill tonight, you're going to have to put your phone here, and you're going to have to sign this NDA.
Yeah.
And if I hear you say something, I'm putting your little thot ass in jail. Simple shit like that.
Yeah.
And then also, and I'm going to put the onus on the dudes. Mm-hmm. You gotta not just because you have this a little bit of prestige and notoriety, think that gives you the power to have control over these women or whoever have control over their bodies. That's not how it works, my nigga.
Yeah.
Just because you got some bread, don't give you no autonomy over anybody.
You might say, you know, you have money, you have this, you should be able to do this with no problem. But at the end of the day, you still don't own nobody. Nobody owes you niggas nothing.
Especially if you're a black man,
yeah,
woman, famous person today. Mm-hmm. Man, why aren't you watching your back?
Yeah.
Why aren't you careful?
Yeah. I don't know. You just got to remember, nobody owes you nothing.
Nobody owes you a damn thing.
Damn thing, Lang. Man, we got anything else, bro?
Nope. I think I'm tapped out. I don't have anything, honestly. Yep, I think that might be it, y'all. Thanks for listening. We're back. Make sure let me just hit up all the sponsors. Yeah. Shout out Shelby and them over at NJ App Clothing, Garden Apparel. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think he's working on some new heat for us.
Yeah.
For the cold winter months.
Shit.
You know what I mean? Shout out to my boy Dalvin Digital. Mm-hmm. He's doing digital photography. He helped you out with your website.
Yo.
Whatever you need in that digital spectrum, hit him up at official Dalvin J on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his business Instagram is Dalvin Digital. You know what I mean? Check him out. Shout out to... Who else? Let's just shout out everybody. Shout out to Sean and his podcast. No, you can't say hi, nigga. We need another episode. Stop playing.
Yep.
I think Ryan. Did you see the chat? Yeah, Ryan just started Ryan a podcast. Shout out to Ryan.
Two peas in a pod.
Two goobs in a pod.
Yeah, two goobs in a pod.
Two goobs in a pod. Check that out on SoundCloud. Listen to that. Who else? What else? What else? What else? Nadira, her website, The Gumbo. Check that out. Women in Hip Hop, always dope. Anybody else a shout out? Anybody?
I don't know.
That's it. Thanks for, you already know what to do, man.
Yeah.
Listen to us everywhere.
Yeah.
Where do you find us? You find us on Twitter at NTS Pod, DJELZEE for Elzy. MikeLowKey for me. And that's on Instagram, Twitter. Find us on Instagram for the pod at Not That Serious Pod. You know what I mean? You got questions, suggestions, topic ideas, hit us up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're open and receptive.
Yes, we are.
We're open like these sex workers. Yes, you know what I mean? But we also won't give you anything back. No, the only thing not. We give you back is quality content. You know what I'm saying? And what else? What else? Make sure you listen. You know, rate, subscribe. I mean, leave a comment. Mm-hmm. Leave a review. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I mean? And thank you to everybody who's been supporting us and riding with us throughout all our inconsistent ways. You know what I mean? Supporting the art. Coming back for this crack every so often.
Yep.
And you already know, man, we'll be back when we back.
Yeah, hopefully see next you. Week. Should be next
most
week.
Most likely next week.
Most likely.
We should be back on track.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I don't make promises.
Nope.
But I do sometimes, and I break them like your ex did. But don't break up with us. But come back.
Yeah, be back.
Like you did with your ex.
Yeah.
You know, it's the winter months. You need companionship.
Yep.
And the Not That Serious podcast will keep you warm. And I'm going to stop rambling now. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.